Well, something pretty exciting is happening around the old UMD campus today. But as we discovered yesterday from Annie Dugan, it's not just here on the UMD campus. Matt Rosendahl is the director of the Catherine A. Martin Library, and he's one of the folks that is responsible for bringing First Folio to UMD. Matt, good morning. It's nice to have you with us.
Good morning, Lisa. Thanks for having me here.
So, can you explain briefly and succinctly, so we can get to the really juicy stuff, what is the First Folio?
The First Folio is the first collected works of Shakespeare's plays. Actually, the first time all the plays of a folio, which is a large book, collected all the plays from one author together in one book. Without this book, had it not been published, had these plays not been written down, 18 of these plays had never been published before. We may never have encountered some of our favorites like Macbeth and the ones that are truly timeless.
So, all right, now I've got a really foolish question. You open, I mean, the folio is discovered. There are 18 plays that had never been published before. And my first thought would have been, I need to photocopy these so that we can perform them. And I'm guessing that photocopying is a really, really bad idea for a book that was published in 1623.
Absolutely. This book is under lock and key and glass, well protected. There were about 700-some copies estimated printed in 1623. Of those, we know 235 of them still exist. 80-some are held by the Folger Shakespeare Library in Washington, D.C. And this is the first time they're even letting any of them go on loan and travel around the country. And UMD and Duluth is the only place in Minnesota that they'll come on this national tour.
I can just imagine someone whose job is to stand there, and if you reach out to touch it, they slap your hand.
There'll be no slapping. There will be alarms. We are under tight security to make sure that this is well monitored and treated very safely while it is here. Those will be monitored by UMD and as well by the Folger staff out in Washington, D.C. If an alarm goes off here, they get notification too.
All right. So if let's just put this out there now. If you are one of those people that dog ears pages or you put a coffee cup down on a book, don't even bother. Don't even bother coming to see the First Folio. You will not approach it with the respect that it deserves, because this is the book lover's book, man.
This is, absolutely. It's one of the rarest and most valuable books out there. I believe it sold for $6.1 million a few years ago. Paul Allen from Microsoft fame got a deal on his own copy. He bought one for $4 million about 10 years ago. So yeah, there will be no dog-earing this book.
Or setting the coffee. Okay, yeah. So now I'm going to ask you a politically incorrect question. The hoorah and the excitement and the festivity surrounding this book is usually reserved in this community for Bulldog hockey. Okay, why is our community going just insane with glee over the First Folio?
I think there's a couple of reasons. One, Shakespeare's work really speaks to so many of us and is so timeless. I should note that this national tour that the Shakespeare's First Folio is going on is in honor of the 400th anniversary of Shakespeare's death. Scholars are still studying how the world celebrated the 300th anniversary of Shakespeare's death, because we continue to not only enjoy and perform and consume these plays and his writing, but we continue to adapt it to our own time. More films are being made based on Shakespeare's work, and so it just is timeless. We all have that point in our life where we saw that great play, or we had that great teacher that connected with us, or we read these plays with our parents or our grandparents, and that really speaks to those the passion that we all have for it. But then, like everything that happens in this community, people contributed their skills, their passion, their artistic strengths, and made this so much more than it could be. So there's something happening in the community for everyone. Whatever your interest and your background, you'll find something related to Shakespeare happening this month that I think will speak to you. And that's just people have built on top of the work that they've created and made it even more exciting. So there is a lot of hoorah going on this month for Shakespeare.
Well, I love the expression where people will issue a quote because it seems to be just the right words for the situation, and then they'll kind of give a look and they'll say, well, it's either the Bible or Shakespeare. I don't know which. And it's sometimes pretty difficult to figure out which is which.
Right. And one other thing, the quotes from some of the previous the plays that had been published for the first folio, published in octavos, were different versions. And the one in the first folio, the plays that you'll find in the first folio, are considered the most authentic lines from Shakespeare. So it'll be open to the Macbeth play, and you'll be able to see the to be or not to be.
Wow.
Sorry, from Hamlet.
Yeah, well, see how you are?
I haven't had my coffee yet.
Oh, no. Matt, thank you so very much for joining us this morning. It's so exciting. And we'll get a link set up on our webpage so that folks can see all of the myriad of events that are going on in celebration of the first folio's arrival here in the Twin Ports. Thanks again, Matt.
Thanks, Lisa.
Matt Rosendahl, our guest this morning. He is the director of the Catherine A. Martin Library and one of the masterminds behind bringing First Folio here to UMD.